Blog Talk Radio.
Hands up, don't shoot. It's the streets, baby. Let's go. My fault, I forgot to put a song on. The theme song, The Streets. You already know, man. It's The Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with your boy L Boogie, T-Row. Man, let's do this.
Is he that, is he this? Did he do it? You know,
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the rainin'. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches stolen your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches stolen your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick.
Hey.
Smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga.
Money talking
for a holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
Man, hands up, don't shoot. Mike Brown edition of the Streets of Talk Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Man, it's your host, L Boogie, with the super producer and co-host of the show, my man T-Row. T-Row, since Monday, man, it's a lot has been going on in this in the country, man. You know, on the sports side, on the politics side, and, you know, we got a lot to talk about tonight, man. First of all, man, just, you know, prayers from the streets and the production of the show. You know, prayers to the family of Mike Brown, man, and other families that are going through situations with police brutality, man. You know what I mean? So I've been hearing a lot of FTP, you know what I mean? And if you don't know what that means, that's the NWA and the X-Clan. If you ain't into the X-Clan, go look them up. FTP. That means F the police. So it's more things that have come out. They showed a video depicting, you know, Mike Brown in a situation for him to be sought after as far as the police giving him probable cause to arrest Mike Brown. But, you know, I'm not happy, though. You don't have to gun him down for stealing some cigarillos, do you, Ro? We were 18. We were in college. And sometimes, no money, we're on scholarship. What do we do? What did we do? We had to do anything we needed to do to survive. And I'm not saying what Mike Brown did was correct, but he didn't have to get gunned down for it. It's the streets, man. Yo, Ro, how you doing, man, before we continue? What the deal, baby?
What's going on, man? I want to say what's up to the world, everybody checking us out on the web. You know what I mean, El Boogie? It's too bad. It's sad we got to start the show off like this. But, hey, it's in the streets. We got to do what we got to do, we got to do, man. We going to be heard just as well. But, El Boogie, you know. Man, we got to stop looting. Man, come on, man. We turned up our own neighborhoods and our own situations that people, you know, have took a lifetime of establishing, man. And we just going out there. You know, in the words of Biggie, give me the loot, give me the loot. I'm a bad boy. And it's just a sad situation, man, going down there in Ferguson, Missouri. Come on, man, we need to ease up. And like you said, El Boogie, hey, you was the first one I heard it from on Monday. You were saying, when these athletes gonna step up to say something? This ain't a Trayvon Martin situation. This is a Mike Brown situation. So we don't need no hoodies. We need you people to stand up and speak out on what's been going on. So, you know, El Boogie, look what you done started, Bob. Look what you done started, Bob.
You already know, Ro, it's revolution will be televised. It's social media, man. You're protesting all over the country. You saw it down at Times Square. They stopped traffic. They even started protesting here in Cleveland, Ohio. Me and Zeke, we went down. Look, bro, I'm in the booth. We go down to City Hall and stand on the steps of City Hall, man, and we protesting. So don't think that it ain't, you know, we doing our part. I'm pretty sure they protested down in Phoenix, Arizona, on their steps. So we got to do it all over the country, man. It was some more shootings going down during the week that they started posting on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook that police brutality is going on all over the country. They're trying to get a Mike Brown law, and that is police officers have video cameras on their person as they're doing their job. So policing the police. So what do you think about that, Ro? You know, the new law that they're trying to petition for, the new Mike Brown law. You think that should be in fruition, or you think we should just, you know, be at ease, or that's what we need to do?
Nah, this is something that we definitely need to do, or they need to get established, El Boogie, because, I mean, we got the Amber Alert. Certain situations produce certain laws, and, you know, Mike Brown wouldn't be the first one to have a law, you know, named after him, or, you know, that's, you know, used in the courts later on in further situations like this. So, you know, it only comes to light, man, on what's really going on in all these situations that are occurring. So this law will come about. It's just a matter of when. So it's gonna definitely take its place in court, and you'll see how it takes effect later on down the line when these, you know, in the court system, man.
It's crazy. You know, we'll talk about that. Got a lot of street questions of the night, and this is my first question, Ro. The athletes of yesteryear, your Jim Browns, your Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, your Muhammad Ali, your Bill Russells. I can recall them sitting there bagging Muhammad Ali on his decision on not wanting to participate in the Vietnam War. We have athletes now who I think are kind of afraid to get involved because they might get their endorsements pulled or their contracts voided. So do you think that yesterday's athletes would protest and not worry about being liked but being right?
Man, as an athlete, you got to stand up, you know? If you don't stand up, you'll fall for anything, L Boogie. That's what I was once told. And, you know, we already have people who have paved the way who have done, who have had to stand up. And, you know, whether they were liked or disliked, hey, the world keeps going on. That's what I've learned. Whether you like me today, you might hate me tomorrow. But what you say, L Boogie? Nah, don't worry about it. They love me again. You know what I mean? So you got to just play it. You got to play the cards that are dealt to you, man. But, yeah, you have to take a stand, and it doesn't matter who likes you or who don't like you. It's all about what you stand for and how you feel about certain situations. So if you feel like there's a need for you to stand up and be outspoken about what you believe in, hey, people can't knock you. You know what I mean? So it has to be people that are out there right now, like you said, the athletes, the entertainers. Who's going to step up? Who's going to be the first one to cross that line there, Boogie? We're going to see. But, you know, we got sports too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I want to speak on that also. If the world is listening, after you listen to the show, go to the YouTube, man. Your boy J. Cole made a song about Mike Brown. So that's one entertainer that's stepped up already and made his stand. But I'm looking for God. Nobody's said anything. I know he doesn't be on the Twitter, but guys like Jay-Z, I remember when Jeezy, when I say Jeezy, I mean, you know, Kanye West, when they had the Hurricane Katrina, and he said that, you know, he was couldn't do the halftime at the Super Bowl anymore for his comment when he said, you know, America doesn't care about the black people. So remember, I guess certain things you say about the country that you live in. But I want to address the athletes and entertainers. You should say something because I'm pretty sure he had on some LeBrons or KDs or some Jordans. And these young men and young ladies are running around with your apparel on. And I think you should stand up for the people because they pay your contracts and they do things for you as well. So I think these athletes should just stand up. A marquee player, get out here. I'm looking at CNN 24 hours, and I haven't seen an athlete say anything yet. I haven't seen anyone like Kevin Hart or where's Nelly? You know, I could be mistaken, but as they show the Lou, as we call it, I don't see, you know, Nellyville. You know, so I'm just putting that out there. You know what I mean? So, but, bro, let's say this. Johnny Manziel, Cleveland Browns, the coach, Mike Patton, they play Monday night against the Washington Redskins. He's named his starter Brian Hoyer, and there's been rumors inside the locker room. It's being split on who they think who should start. He had a press conference, and two things I think he said wrong today. Number one, whoever the number one quarterback shouldn't think that it's his team. And number two, if you do make a mistake, it won't be held against you. Just keep playing. So what do you think about those comments, you know, and you're the quarterback? What is going through your head? What you thinking when you get out there? I think Brian Hoyer, the pressure's on him to perform Monday, and Johnny can just go out there and play fluently. I think a lot of pressure's on Brian Hoyer. What do you think about those comments by the head coach from the Cleveland Browns?
It doesn't matter, L Boogie. Everybody's making too much of you know, what the coach is saying and who's saying what and how Johnny Manziel is going to do. Man, Johnny is going to be Johnny. One thing we know about Johnny Manziel is this guy can play football. And when it all comes down, when the lights come on and, you know, the cameras come on, this guy's ready. And so whatever the coach has to say, I'm pretty sure Johnny just going to use it as billboard material. Johnny don't let too much by them right now. And as far as Brian Hoyer, you know, Brian Hoyer is the one that has the job to lose. So he just, like you say, he has to come out and just do what he has to do. And if he can't maintain that situation, then there's a young stud waiting to take his job. And we all know that when Johnny gets the starting position, he ain't letting it go anytime soon. And so I'm on Johnny's side on this one, man, because Johnny gonna make Cleveland hot. It don't matter when, he gonna make Cleveland okay. Whether he have, I mean, he gonna have some ups and downs. We don't expect, you know, great things in the first season, but you can expect a lot of exciting things to happen when the season when he takes over. So whatever the coach is saying, whatever the offensive coordinator and the front office, whatever they got to say, I'm pretty sure Johnny using it as billboard material, man, and just gonna, you know, do what he does when the lights come on, man. I ain't worried about Johnny. Brian Hoyer is who I'm worried about.
You worried about Brian Hoyer? I'm pretty sure he's sweating right now. You know, but the streets is talking, man, and they saying that, you know, Johnny's the first one in the locker room and the last one to leave. You know, so, you know, and they saying, you know, Jim Brown has said, hey, let that kid play. You know, he parties hard, but if he's the first guy there and the last one to leave, you got to let that guy, you know, do what he want to do, man. He's 21, 22 years old. He's young. What would you do when you was 21, 22, bro?
I'd be like Derek Jeter. I'm switching out of the week, man. I'm just saying, man. My bad. Competition back in the day, man. You know what it is. Derek Jeter, man. Right. 1 week I'll be Halle Berry. Next week I'm with, you know, hey, I might be with, you know, Mariah Carey or somebody. You know, I don't know, Giselle. I'm just saying, before she got into Tom Brady, you know what I mean? You know how I was, El Boogie. I thought I was a fly young cat.
Hey, Ro, let me ask you this question. Before it's over with, Johnny Money going to be dating a celebrity, ain't he, man?
He going to be the Derek Jeter of the NFL. He ain't going to get married, but he going to... Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, he probably already got up. But, you know, Miley Cyrus, he go tap that. Demi Lovato, oh, well, she like women, so I don't know about that one. But, you know, he gonna have his times, man. There's still some young girls coming out. And, you know, Ariana Grande, you know, NBA, Izzy, oh, Swagger P, you better watch your back.
It's going Johnny. Down.
Johnny's on the loose.
Johnny is on the loose, and he's coming for you.
While I'm talking all this other color, he might be dipping in some chocolate. You never know, Johnny. Johnny from Texas.
You never know with Johnny Money, man. It's the streets. It's talking sports talk show with a twist top. Man, I'm chilling with my mans in there. My man, T. Rowe, the super producer of the show. I'm L. Boogie. Man, it's going down. You know what I mean? We shut it down. You know what I mean? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shout out to Heaven Know Youth, man. The sports official. I see y'all out there. It's your boy. T-Roy L. Boogie in the building. Oh, let's go.
Come on. Kicking rocks on the block, telling all the OGs I'll be coming for your spot when you're not looking. Hot cooking, mama got it on the kitchen table. I thank God we were always able to get the leather couch, big screen cable too. Nintendo when the good grades came through. Then the cookies came through. Some soft, some stepped on, but we kept on. And I slept with the work plenty nights. Thought I heard niggas coming, thought I saw the cop lights, but I was dreaming. Then I woke, the junkies were still fiending, and I had coke, so I had hope. You may say that it's wrong, but I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing a buck down memory lane. If I crash, just pick up my brain. And yes, my niggas the same, but they quicker to bang. And if they do, then I'm the nigga you blame. So I shoot first anyway, and I would do the honors any day, and tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the yay. Show your ass how to take four and get eight. And it don't take four niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young Weezy baby, that's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us, put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie, pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga, think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit, ain't gon' never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gon' try and manage. Niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us. Niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up to the attic. There goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion. Even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Yeah, but call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer, please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up. The weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too. But that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. Hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true. The end of the world coming in my city, the proof. Damn. And this is after disaster. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars. Reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.
It's the street. We're coming to you live Friday, August the 15th. You know how we get down. It's your boy L Boogie Down, your boy T-Row, ULC on assignment. You know how we get down, man. It's so good to hear the people. To see the asylum filling up. We're going to definitely get to y'all. West Coast, East Coast, down South, Midwest. Well, we rep everywhere, you know what I mean? So we definitely go get it in this evening. L Boogie, all ready to put it out there. Quit looting, Missouri. We know what happened to Michael Brown is wrong. We need you entertainers and athletes to stand up. Make yourselves be heard. Do something. A lot of preseason football, yo, Boogie. You ready for football, yo, Boogie?
Am I ready? Man, like my man said, I've been ready. But before we talk about the football, man, we got to give a shout-out to the Little League World Series, man. You see them young cats representing Chicago, man. Them black athletes out there representing the shot from the Jackie Robinson League.
Robinson League.
You already know.
Getting it in, no L Boogie. Young fella hit three home runs, L Boogie.
He hit three, man. He went uno, dos, tres in one game and had a triple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something big happened.
And it's happening big, you know, Monet. You know, she's kind of hot right now, too. But she said her dream is to start point guard for the University of UConn. It takes her an hour and a half to get to practice, man. She catches the bus. I hope this motivates not just black athletes, but all athletes to want to play baseball, man. We're losing America's pastime game. You know what I mean? And not a lot of Americans are playing the sport right now if you look at the teams. You think they're African Americans and they get to talk and you can't understand a word that's coming out their mouth. So let me ask you this, man. Is this what these young athletes are doing? Is that putting the game, the America's pastime back on the map?
It might be, man, thanks to Little League World Series. It was hard for some teams to even advance to the Little League World Series due to financial situations. But now that things are really opening up for the Little League World Series, you see teams like, you know, the teams from Chicago, teams from Texas, teams from Tennessee getting in and now really representing with a lot of young kids of color. And it's real good to see L Boogie because that's our future. You know what I mean? It might just take a young lady like Monet Davis to make a guy, a young African-American kid, about a young boy about 12, 13 years old, looking at this, talking about, you know what, I think I can go out there and do that. She can't strike me out. That might enthuse him to go out and want to play baseball. You know, what I've been noticing by all the kids who have been interviewed at the Little League World Series, most of them start off by saying, you know, I really didn't like baseball. And now that I'm in it, I love it. So that's what I'm talking about. That's a sport that's opening eyes, and it just might be that with how the Little League World Series is going on, this might be bringing America's pastime back.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. I hope that the Americans, you know, whatever team it is, that we prevail, man. We have it in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and most of the time we have a lot of these international teams playing for the money. So I hope we can prevail, man. I hope we can prevail. Let me ask you this. Saw a little preseason last night. You know what I mean? Do you think that I'm watching Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chicago Bears? You know what I mean? And I'm looking at the Chicago Bears defense. They've added a couple guys, Houston from Kansas City, Jared Allen from Minnesota. But their defense doesn't – they wanted to bolster the defense, but, it doesn't look too hot. Do they have a problem in Chicago?
No. Once again, L Boogie, preseason. And what we saw Jay Cutler do yesterday was just, you know, be normal as possible. And when you got a guy like Jay Cutler who's building a lot of chemistry with Alshon Jeffries and, you know, already what he established with Brandon Marshall, it's going to be – they're going to be okay, man. They just got to protect Jay Cutler. And if they can protect Jay Cutler, Chicago's defense has always been – at least top 10, if not top 5, for a very long time. So the defense, they just needed the offense to get them over the hump. Remember, it's only one team in the division, L Boogie, that really makes that really causes havoc for them, and it's your boys. So if they can get past your boys and don't let the hiccup happen like they did last season with a minute and 38 seconds left on the clock, you know, these tables might be on, you know, the shoe might be on the other foot. So, I mean, they're going to be all right, man. Once again, preseason, you know, you only see the first, second string for, what, 4-5 series, and then it's over. So, I think Chicago's going to be okay. Now, what Brandon Marshall said about Jake Cutler being the, you know, the NFL MVP. Oh, we need to pump the brakes on that one. I wouldn't go that far. But as long as they can keep him upright, might be all right.
Speaking of Brandon Marshall, he's decided he signed a contract with HBO on their off day. He's going to fly into the studio and help out with the NFL and do the recap. You think there's going to be conflicting problems for Brandon Marshall? Is that going to be a distraction?
Oh, no, L Boogie, because, you know, nowadays dudes got, you know, G6s and G12s, and they be doing them. And it just depends on what's the distance. I don't know. I mean, I think Brandon Marshall is somewhat of a true professional for the Shield, then had his more downs than ups, but I think he's more on an up side of, you know, showing who he is. So,
yeah, he's an all-pro. He can do whatever he want to do, right? Him being an all-pro and all, I'm really concerned. Well, I should say Nick Foles looks like he's coming to fruition where people are getting hit to him. He's thrown a couple interceptions in the preseason more than he's thrown the whole season last year. It's because people are watching more film on the Philadelphia Eagles and getting control of that new offense Chip Kelly has brought to the NFL.
Say that again, Al Boogie.
I said Nick Foles, he's thrown a couple interceptions, more than he's thrown through the regular season here in the preseason. Do you think it's because of the loss of DeSean Jackson and the NFL defense is starting to get a hold to Chip Kelly's offense?
Somewhat, but he'll be okay. You know, this is preseason, get the kinks and bumps out. We have to remember this, L Boogie. He wasn't a full-time starter last year when he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. We all have to remember that. If it wasn't for Michael Vick getting hurt, he wouldn't have been up there. So, I mean, you know, he was what they say, L Boogie, when you are the hunter and you are out trying to get your prey, you hungry. You want to get that. And then once you are the guy who has established that position and now you are the man who's being hunted, now things get a little shaky. But, you know, thank goodness it's preseason. Yes, he has thrown two interceptions in the preseason, more the same amount that he done thrown, you know, over last season. But it's preseason. I'd rather see him to get the kinks and bumps out right now so that when the regular season starts beginning, you know, he'll be on point with the new guys that are out there. Because we all have to remember that your boy, the what's the white boy name, L Boogie? I can't think of his name right now. He ain't playing. Signed a big contract. So
Riley Cooper.
He's not playing. Riley Cooper, so he, you know, he's not throwing to Riley Cooper, and he's not throwing to Macklin. So, you know, who is he throwing to? He's throwing to these new guys who he has to, you know, build the chemistry with. So it's going to take his bumps and bruises, and thank goodness it's only 4 preseason games so that he can get that out the way and get ready for the regular season.
Yeah, man, it's tough. Tough in the city, man, for real. So, man, I just want to say big up to everybody that's tuning in, man. We're about to go to commercial and pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to get to the asylum. It's your boy L Boogie T-Row. It's Friday, and you know we got Freestyle Friday coming up. You already know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You in the asylum, man. Monday's a Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Let's
there
go.
Is no one there, but I think of you, and I know we are something new. We get high and high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, crazy blue.
like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue.
You know
like
when you're
St.
down,
Elmo's fire, love so sharp.
You come from the bottom,
flat,
you at your lowest.
That it's hard to know just
there's
where
only one
you're
thing
at.
Left to do.
We get high.
Stimulate your mind, girl, it's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit, if you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie, can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly, got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the teens. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
How high? Just came from the OG man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping. I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another. Tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas suck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high. Crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high.
You back in the asylum. Hell, Boogie, T-Bro, it's Frenzy Friday. We've been talking about preseason football. You know, we've been hollering about, you know what I'm saying, Mike Brown, you know, this the, you know, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot edition of the Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. One of my questions is, entertainers and athletes of the day, where are you? I need you like Jim Brown and Bill Russell, Muhammad Ali. I need you. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I need you. You see people walking around protesting, they got Bronny's on. They got KD's on. And you know what's interesting? And not to, you know, put anything above another, before we get into the asylum row, I want you to maybe think about this and comment. When there was a hurricane in OKC, who was there, got off the plane and, you know, started helping with the supplies? Or a tornado down there? I'm sorry, tornado. Kevin Durant.
KD was down there, all on the cameras, getting videos, shoots, and everything. Had the NBA following him. NBA cares.
But I'm looking at these people protest. I don't see an athlete on the front line at all. I don't see an entertainer on the front line at all. It's frenzy, man. I'm very, very, very perturbed about that situation. Ro, what do you think about that, man? Just talk to me before we get in the asylum.
A situation that's making it bad in one part of the world that, man, I wouldn't have never known about it if it wouldn't have never happened. And now Ferguson, Missouri is all on the news, El Boogie. Every time I'm trying to watch the news or when I'm watching CNN or Fox News, topic of discussion is Michael Brown and what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. So we just tearing up our own community, man. I wish we could just stop that, man, because we wrecking up our own, man. So I just want the people in Ferguson to understand that this is bigger than us, you know. And we got to – they're going to make a stand, and like you said, El Boogie, it is a rule necessary. A rule is necessary, and it's going to be implemented sooner than later, and you can believe that.
No doubt, Ro. No doubt, man. It's about that time, man. It's about that time. Have my mans on the line, man. You know what I mean? You know, he from Cleveland, Ohio, man. First time caller, first time listener, man. My man Dane, man. What the deal, Dane? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Mr. Meeks. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. You hot in the world, man. You on the line with me and your boy T-Ro. And just give me your thoughts, man. What you think so far, man? Talk to me.
Hey, you know, this is my first time listening in, and I like the subject matters y'all are touching on, you know, especially the one where you talk about the Michael Brown situation. I feel like, you know, like you said, a lot of these entertainers and athletes need to step up because a lot of these young brothers out here supporting them, and these young brothers and sisters need to know that these athletes and entertainers support them as well. You know, they out here buying their albums and their apparel, making them richer than what they are. But then when you see something like this happen, like you said, don't nobody want to show up. And I feel a lot of it has to do with, you know, a lot of these people don't want to hurt their corporate sponsors or their image, but how can you do something like that when you're standing up for something that's right?
And guess what my theme is right now?
What's
don't
that?
Be liked. Don't be liked. Be right. You don't have to be liked right now. Just be right now.
Because everybody's not going to like you and everybody's not going to dislike you. As long as they respect you and how you stand as a man.
No question. You already know. Dame, what do you think about the Johnny Manziel and the Brian Hoyer carousel? What's your thoughts about that?
I think it's a good thing, but at the same time, I feel like... you know, like you said, the coach has said some things that he maybe shouldn't have said. And a lot of the pressure is on Brian Hoyer to keep his job. Whereas, like my man said, you know, he got a young stud waiting in the background. And once he gets a hold of that position, it's over. He's not letting it go. Because Johnny Football can play some football, hands down. You know what I'm saying? When the lights on, the camera's flashing.
Jeez.
He that man. You know, I think they make a lot of uproar about his off the field antics, but you know, as long as it's not interfering with his job, which I don't think it is, then that shouldn't even be an issue. But anything to knock a good brother down, a good man down, that's what the media gonna do. Once they build you up, they're gonna do anything they can, you know, to bring you back down or to humble you. And I think that's something, you know, that they really need to stay out of and just let the man do his job. Because he's proven from day one that he can play the game.
Great point. Let me ask you this.
I know the Browns didn't draft him to keep him on the bench.
You, man, that's what everybody's saying in the street. Now, let me ask you this, Dan. You're an ex-ball player, and we had a couple injuries that's going down in the USA, you know, on the USA team, Boogie Cousins. He got hurt, but he says he's fine. He tweeted out he's fine. Perry said he was, after what he saw what happened to Paul George, he was a little nervous and kind of like maybe thinking about withdrawing. Do you think some of these guys right now are, playing scared or, will we see a lot of, frontier guys playing in the future?
With that situation right there, like some of the commentators said, a lot of these guys, they play in different summer leagues in the off season anyway. So if you don't think about getting injured then, why would you think about it now? But I know at the same time that's going to always be in the back of an athlete's mind, you know, will I sustain a career-ending injury? And, you know, I think with Paul George, I think just the nature of the injury is what scared a lot of people because I don't, you know, he broke a bone. It just looked kind of gruesome because it came with a compound fracture. But I think he's going to be back better than ever, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be back better than ever, but I think some of these athletes, you know, playing scared is what's going to hurt them. You got to go out there and play the game like you love it. And whatever happens, happens.
Man.
Hey, Dave.
What do you think of?
Hey, Dave, let me ask
go
you.
Ahead.
This is your boy, T-Ro. Hey, I just want to ask you, man, when you say he's coming back stronger than ever, I know Paul George is, what, 23, 24 years old?
Yeah.
I heard an interview that today or whenever he had, you know, first came out and publicly spoke since the injury, he was saying that he thinks that this is going to be more of a positive for him so that when he's looking at the game from the sidelines to actually see what's going on, do you think that's going to also project how good he's going to be once he's come back, once he's healthy? Because we both know that he's so young that with them young bones, he's going to come back even more explosive. But do you think by having to sit on the sideline, this will brighten or horizon his, you know, thinking when he gets back on the court?
I think this time off is going to – his basketball IQ is going to go to another level. His skills are there. I think his basketball IQ will go to a whole nother level. And it will only, you know, heighten his game. And he'll be able to sit back and watch the other players' weaknesses. He'll be able to study the game from, like you say, from the bench as far as being a spectator. And it will only better his game. He won't lose none of his explosion at all. I think it would only make his game better. His whole overall game on both ends of the court will be better once he gets back out there. So I think it's going to be more of a positive than anything.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, yo, Dame, I got another question for you, big dog.
Yeah.
With Derrick Rose, how you think he's going to perform? Are you a Chicago? I mean, I know you probably don't like the Chicago Bulls, but you might like Derrick Rose. You know, we all a fan of an athlete. But let me ask you, Derrick Rose sat out the last 10 years, only played 10 games. What's your expectations of Derrick Rose?
I think he's going to be back better. He's going to be better than he was before. Just from some of the highlights I've seen from USA Basketball, baseline to baseline, I don't think there's a point guard or too many players in the NBA that can stick with him baseline to baseline. He basically done stopped the last 2 years. His legs is fresh. He's had a chance to sit back for them 2 years from the standpoint of being a spectator and watch these other players' weaknesses and improve on his own weaknesses. So some of the highlights I've seen, you know, Kyrie Irving couldn't even hang with him. And I like Kyrie Irving. I like his game. I think he needs some heart. He needs some more heart. His game is good, but I don't think he's on Derrick Rose level yet.
No,
see,
maybe
Rose
not.
Has
but
proven himself.
Right,
you're right. MVP,
right,
he's Derrick MVP. Rose. But here's what I'm gonna say. Kyrie coming because he got the key.
Yeah, he coming. He coming. Right. LeBron going to help him step his game up, but the only way I think his game will step up if he's willing to take that back seat to LeBron because the Cavs
are taking
his
back
team.
Seat.
I mean, he has no choice, to be honest with you, but he might you know, get a little
the
attitude
team.
About not being the marquee player no more.
Being in the locker room with Dion Waiters, that'll get you punched in the face. Being in the locker room with LeBron James, that'll get you fired. You don't have no job in the league. So that's the difference with that. He's going to take a back seat for real.
I think the person
that's going to benefit the most is going to be Dion Waiters.
Absolutely.
Exactly. The way Kyrie Irving is going to get better and be that guard, he's going to have to show better effort on defense. We know what he can do on offense. For him to be a complete guard, it's not about you don't really have to just get in the way. He gets out the way. He's Ole defense. I mean, so if he just shows some effort and, like you said, Dane, show some heart, then maybe, you know, that's how he can get better. I don't think he's going to have a back seat because he knows what he's got coming over here. I mean, let's be honest, he's the best player in the world. So I think he's going to be all right. I think all three of them is going to gel real good because they got different games than Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So I think it's going to be a better chemistry than it was in Miami, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? So, but
I think so, too. Dang. I think it's going to be a whole lot better chemistry than it was in Miami for the simple fact them young guys, they look up to LeBron. Whereas the guys
Absolutely.
On Miami's team, they respected his game. They didn't look up to him. These young guys, they look up to him, and they respect his game, and they want to learn how to win from him. So I think it will be a whole
Absolutely.
Lot better chemistry in Cleveland than it was in Miami.
Man, no doubt. No doubt. Oh,
you
man,
figure you had three guys who was number one priority on their team. And, you know, D-Wade had to mentally step back. And Chris Bosh, he didn't have no choice. Whereas
exactly.
with the Cavs, them guys, they willing to step back and learn so that they can elevate their games and become winners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dan, you got any more closing comments before we let you go?
Hey, man, you know, L, this is my first time being on, but I love what you're doing, bro. Keep on doing what you're doing, and hey, I'll be back. Trust me.
No doubt, we can't wait to... We can't wait to see you on Monday. And listen to this, Dame. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
For sure. Sure, it's on, L Boogie.
No doubt, Dame. And listen to this, world. He's from my alma mater, man. Me, him, and Earl Boykins, we all went to Cleveland Central Catholic, man. So he knows what he's talking about on the basketball side. He's a little bit, you know, a couple years up under me. But he knows his stuff, man. He knows his sports. So, yeah, bro. You know what I mean? It's from my alma mater,
Dang, that's
man.
What we do, baby. WWDO Radio, man. Check us out, man. Hope to hear from you on Monday, you know?
Man, can't wait. Bro. Let me ask you this, man. NFL training camp fights. We've had a couple of them, a lot of them going on that we don't see. If you were the coach, you know, hypothetically speaking, you coaching, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Well, Boogeyman, that's a good question, man. But I don't know how I really want to put this without being disrespectful, man.
You want me to answer that question?
It's all about.
Want me to go first?
Huh? Go ahead, man.
So you want me to go?
Because I almost said something really bad. I see my mom online. That's why I had to watch what I had to say.
Straight. Let me. I'm going to say this. If you don't have any fights, I would be concerned as a coach because I want guys that are hungry. And we know if we, you know, we played this game, we've been around pro athletes, it's more of the young guys get into a fight because they're trying to make the team. They want attention. They want attention, bro. They want big attention. You know what I mean? And but it sprawled over to the fans, and your boys, the Cowboys, were in Oakland, the Raiders. And a Raider fan stepped over, you know, pushed the guy and then hit him in the top of the helmet with a helmet that he had. Now, is that player insubordinate for pushing that man back or attacking that man? Who's that, you know, what would you have done? He pushed the guy back, but I'm hearing people in the street saying he shouldn't touch the man. But what right did that man have of hitting him in a helmet? So that's what my brings my point to this training camp fights? Are they good for the teams?
Yeah, Boogie, we know that there's going to be fights, tempers flaring up. You get agitated. It's only, you know, 97 degrees outside with 88 degrees humidity, and you sweating, and you got this gear on, and you don't want to hit the grass because the grass make you itch, even though it's artificial or what, this natural little, you know, placement that they be putting down. But at the same time, man, you don't want to. When you're at the end of practice and you just supposed to be going through a run-through, yeah, man, you ain't supposed to hit the turf. So you get agitated, temper flare. It's not good for the game, L Boogie, but we know it's going to happen. There's just some guys who want to show up for training camp just to get into it with somebody, just try to test you, see if you're ready. As far as the people on the sideline, L Boogie, see, that's why Metal World Peace Ron Artest lost his mind when he ran up into the stands and tried to get club, you know what I'm saying, that fan. All because you tossed a beer and thought you was tough, talking trash and all that, man. It went down. The NFL is too close to the sideline, L Boogie. This is practice. You should at least have a rope up or a fence or something. You got to protect the players. This player got hit in the head with a helmet from the sideline. Wait, you ain't even on the field. I just choked you out right now. I should have headbutted you with my helmet on is what I really should have did instead of just pushing you around. But, you know, it's just not what, this is what the Cowboys and the Raiders do. We don't like one another. We work a whole bunch of billion dollars, but we don't like one another. We gon' fight. It ain't right, but we gon' do it. I'm just saying, Elwood. The silence hot, man. People want to get in.
Man, I heard what Dante Witness said. He said, man, if you don't have a brawl, if you don't have a fight at training camp, something wrong. And then Peyton Manning said people can get injured. You know. You might sprawl onto the field. That's not discipline. You know, what do you think about the comments on Brady talking like that, man? I mean, not Brady, but Peyton Manning. I'm sorry. Yeah, Peyton Manning said those comments. Sorry about that, world. You know, big talking stuff, man. Is that being soft or no, bro? I just want to know.
Yo, El Boogie. What's good?
What the deal, C?
Not much, my man. Ro got some technical difficulties, so I stepped in the asylum for a minute.
No doubt. C, let me ask you, C. Hands up, don't shoot. What's up with that, man? What you feel about that situation with the Mike Brown situation in the world?
Man, all I got to say is I'm glad I'm over 30 because you a statistic of you in that category, man. They doing that every year. But they've been doing that every year for a minute, though, L. Blast a young black man. So, you know, unless it's going to be some serious change, hopefully now. If not, we'll be talking about it again next year, like we talked about it last year on the show with Trayvon. Just what it does, my man. It's not right, but ain't nobody really stepping up to the plate.
You're right. And the thing about it is, it's not about doing it, us pouting for a year. Like you said, we have to keep going and be consistent to get these laws changed, man. So, and for those people who don't, vote, you know, this is the reason why things are the way they are, too.
True that.
But anyway,
on a brighter note, L,
exactly.
I got to give it up to my boy who's been sober for 4 days straight now, my boy Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying? He on that sober tip now.
Street. Oh, my.
And I was listening in earlier, man, and they talking about D-Rose going to be this, going to be that. D-Rose, it will never be MVP again. I said it here. First on the streets is talking. He won't ever be top five again. He about to get dragged all through the league. Promise you that.
Can't nobody hold Derrick Rose?
You
know, once you
Derrick
get an
Rose
MVP,
right now,
you don't need another one?
Oh, what? He won't never be
he
a champion or MVP, ever.
He just needs a championship now.
It won't happen.
Well,
now with LeBron,
he might want to
shoot
for the MVP again then.
Hey, El, did you go out to the celebration out there, my man?
The celebration of what, LeBron James coming back?
Yeah.
Of course not. They were supposed to have a celebration of El Boogie coming back, man. What are you saying? I'm the king. This is my city, man. He's from Akron. Ain't nobody from Cleveland. What's to that part but the females, man? Real cats, man. We party down in town, Cleveland, Ohio, man. We're not going out to Jar Arena where it's 20,000 and you can't even see, you know what I'm saying, kick it with a LeBron. We're going to wait till we bring it down to the View, man.
For sure. For sure.
You know? Yeah. Let me ask you this. Your Oakland Raiders, they've added some additions. What do you think they're gonna be better than their 4-12 record from last year? How you think about the Raiders this year, Steve?
Man, I'm thinking we might have that Cowboy record this year, go to 8-8. That good 8-8. You know, finish strong. You know, that's a win.
So
for
disrespectful,
us. Man.
You ain't gonna be keep disrespecting me on my show, man.
Hey man, this is great. I'm just telling the truth, man.
Jeez, let me ask you this. Your boy Bo from Kansas City has been suspended for the game opener for his citation and possession of marijuana from last year. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he lucky he only got that one game. Commissioner being nice, real nice right now, because he used to be hard on you. He over there trying to apologize, pulling a Stephen A. Smith, talking about I'm so sorry, knowing he ain't sorry. These fools be killing me.
They're gonna. Hey, let me ask you this, Cease. Your segment of you heard it here first. Josh Gordon. They're talking about at the end of the week, which is this week. They're gonna come down with the verdict. What do you think that verdict is gonna be, man?
Oh yeah, 2014-15. Bye bye. Hey, but at least when he come back, Johnny Manziel be the starter for real next year. on the bright side, you don't got to mess with Hoyer this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Streets. Man.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Caesar. You ain't getting off the hook that quick. I got a question for you. One more before you get out of here since you try to be disrespectful. Word on the street is that Oakland might be moving to San Antonio. It's going to be called the San Antonio Raiders. You going to become a San Antonio Raider if they move to San Antonio, Texas?
Hell no. And we ain't moving to San Antonio, man. Please. That's a bluff deal.
Al Davis ain't here no more, man. It's a new chief in town, man. They trying to do different things, man, out there in Oakland, man. They trying to ship you on out, man. You got to be a Raider, man.
I know you love the Cowboys. We ain't moving to no damn near them. Hell no.
Hey, fellas, need a football team, man.
Hey, man, who cares? They can have the Cowboys there.
We'll take the
hey,
bad
man, like
wagon
always,
around.
Fellas, I'm going to tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a girlfriend. And I'm going to hang out like a soap on a rope and my boy Robin Williams. I'm out, fellas.
Oh, my goodness. That's the streets. Listen, man, you hear it all on the streets, man. Woo, we got it. It's so hot. We got to go to the commercial. That one, man. Tell a friend.
Man,
to tell a friend.
Disrespectful to the man, man.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Woo! Steve, you cold, boy. You know you from L.A. County. You just did a drive-by. You killed him twice. He already dead. But it's Friday, man. Hell, Boogie, you need bro. Streets, man. Let's go.
rib. Woman and ramen don't come out right. They bite.
They never right.
That's not polite.
Am I lying?
No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Shout out, man, to the Purge, man, a.k.a. the OG Scorekeeper. Yeah, Nilly Neil, man. And the host, TJ, what the deal over there, man? We'll get with y'all in 48 hours, man. It's frenzy. Yeah, man, there's a lot going on around the league. It's always about that quarterback position. There's so many competitions in the NFL right now. In a minute, man, your boy Brawls, he's going to be the starter. He don't even want to, but he might have to on the strength that he looks so comfortable and clean back there. He looks great.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
Chad Henne is going to definitely make Blake Bortles work for that job. And as long as Blake Bortles can show the proof, yeah, taking it to the limit. Yeah, Blake Bortles could continue to rise and shine like he's been doing in the last couple of preseason games. He just might be thrown into the wolves. But that's not a bad thing, L. Boogie. Sometimes you just got to get in there and just let it happen. I think Blake Bortles has a nice shot at being consistent in the NFL. The way he's been able to escape the pocket, the way he's been able to convert certain downs to move the chains, he looks like he's ready to step on in there week one. But I like the situation by having Chad Henne because Chad Henne's not bad at all. He's definitely a consistent quarterback that keeps the game moving. And as long as you have a quarterback like that, it doesn't hurt to throw the guy that you drafted number three overall this season to just let it go. And kind of like Cleveland, once Blake Bortles is in there, they get Blackman back inside of here, and that just might be another addition for Blake Bortles to step up and show what he has in season number two when that sophomore slump is all talked about. So it might be a good situation to see Blake Bortles back there week one. You think he should be the starter week one, or you go with Chad Henne?
I go with Chad Henne, let him hang himself, and then I go with Bortles because, remember, they said that they were willing to sit him the whole year. So him playing well, that's bringing it up. That's a notch in the hat for that organization. He's a past schedule, you know what I mean? So it's great to see it's great to see the Jacksonville Jaguars try to be reveling in a conference that isn't that good. The AFC South is pathetic right now. The Texans, I don't know what happened. They just got bad in a blink of an eye. And then you have the Titans who keep rebuilding every year, and I hate to say this, but I respect him. He's in the NFL, but they need to keep looking because Locker isn't the one. Jake need to go ahead and just be the backup and have a clipboard. He can come in and, do something if a guy gets hurt, but he's not your franchise. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't understand why they keep doing that because he's not the one. He's been in the league a while. He's got hurt. He gets outside that pocket and they blast him. So I just hope that Jacksonville does something for that conference. Just look at it. It's the Colts and who else? Because none of those other three teams has a franchise quarterback. When you don't got a good franchise quarterback, you're reveling in the NFL. It's about passing the ball in the league. You can have good defense. Don't get it twisted. You got to have some type of physicality. But if you don't got no franchise quarterback, you ain't got a chance. You can't be mediocre and try to win a bowl in the NFL or compete every year. You got to have a quarterback.
You got to have a Joe Flacco?
Man, Joe's let you know what he could do. Ben let you know what he can do. Hey, even Ryan, my man over there in Atlanta. He got Atlanta
Matty Ice,
yes. He got those guys back rolling.
Yeah,
I mean,
they should have dealt last season.
Carolina. You look at the Redskins. Before RG3 got there as a rookie, they didn't make the playoffs in 10 to 12 years. You got to have a quarterback. Why do you think Cleveland is, man, listen, I'm blessed, go Pack, go, that we have a quarterback that's to our left and Aaron Rodgers when, Brett was on his way, we had to get for the future. Great move. If you don't have, you got to have that. And your defense got to be a little, good too and get some takeaways for you. You know what I mean? So you just look at them, man. I mean, it's no secret. It's a passing league. They're cracking down on this 5 yards hand checking. They're cracking down the hands to the face. So if you can't get to the quarterback and do some things, you're very susceptible to be sitting on the couch with us going fishing. After 4 months,
you don't want to be the one backing up your tackle box.
Man, it's gonna be a lot of guys, and we're gonna say, "Look at their faces
going down." That's what Monet Davis was doing to him today. Look at their faces. Sit down. Take another one.
Mowing
get
them
right
down.
Out of there.
Mowing them down. She out there throwing 70 miles an hour, man. That's equivalent to the major leagues that's throwing 90.
Come on, man. And, I mean, she ain't throwing no balls. She throwing right down the pipe.
She got a curveball, man. Listen, man, one of the great coaches to ever do it. I wish he was still alive. His name was Johnny Roscoe. And he would say this, man, that what she got. And, I know you listening, and you know, you can attest to this, that danker ball. She got a danker ball, man. That's what we call it in the streets. She got a curveball, man. She got a danker ball. And we've won, you know, city championships, man, and, you know, beat some teams that, you know, had some guys, you know, Puerto Rico, you know, guys that they thought was going to beat us, you know what I mean? But we won the championship, man, a couple of years, and we was on the move over here in our stable, man. And a guy named Charles Smith, Chuck Smith, man, he comes from up under our regime, man, and he got a chance to, as they would call it, to play in the show with the Miami, you know what I'm saying, the Marlins and the Chicago White Sox. So big up to Chuck Smith, man, you know.
That's what's up.
Chuck's up call, but now he the mayor of a little city, man, that ain't no bigger than my block, man. You never know it. In the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio, man. He's the mayor.
Driving a Maybach through the city.
And Brad Sellers is the mayor of Warrensville Heights, man. So you can come back and get us some politics, and these guys, I hope that they're taking a stand with the Mike Brown situation.
Yeah,
boy. Yeah, man. I was drinking on the Arizona, man, and I just got choked up thinking about Mike Brown, man. How they just depicted my man on TV, and just because you took a couple things at the store, don't mean you get gunned down. And look how the media is portraying this, man. See how they flipping it back? We're not falling for it. See how they trying to flip it back? Then they want to bring out SWAT. They want to bring out all these people, man. This is a nonviolent protest. You're the one causing the violence. Yeah, we looted. They looted. Yeah. They realized this ain't the way. This ain't 92. This ain't Rodney King situation, man. We should have learned from that. You can't win like that.
Yeah, it's getting rough out there in the streets, El Boogie. They got to remember,
man,
what they tearing up. They tearing up.
Listen,
they tearing up the whole town. Can't tear
listen,
up the
man.
City,
guess, man. What they, guess what their job is, bro? It says it on the car. Their job is to protect and serve. They're not protecting, they're not serving consistently. And when you do that, and when you have a son such as yourself, my godson, such as yourself, and he's walking home, and he's doing to be shot unarmed, and you know it, there's a problem. There's a problem. And then you come out with tear gas and rubber bullets as your means to protect and serve? I don't understand, man. I don't understand. We better wake up. It's a hurricane. It's a tornado in OKC, and you're on the front of the line, but a guy might be wearing your tennis shoe, and you ain't on the front of that line. Man, it's the streets, man. Come on, man.
That's why they lose. They don't have nobody to follow. They got no leadership.
Come on, Jesse Jackson, where you at?
We got media chasers.
We need Jesse.
Al Sharpton got down there. We got in the community and was talking and holding hand in hand with the family. You shouldn't even be listen, you represent more than that family. That's one of many. It's more Mike Brown cases that we haven't saw nationally. Let's be real here. It was 137 shots to a car that killed two people in Cleveland, Ohio on a high-speed chase because they were running from the police. 137 rounds to two people that they didn't have a weapon. And he got suspended, both of them, the one in Ferguson, the one in, they suspended with pay. Come on. And I don't see, no, but you're there, you're there, you're there for the tornado and hurricane because they pay you to be there. But you can't be there on the front line for this. They might have, listen, man, 7 times out of 10, they had some Jordans, some LeBrons, some Kobe's on. And his death, pair of Nikes on. Somebody tennis shoe bleed. They buy your shoe. And you ain't on the front line. Where you at, Diddy? Jay-Z, where you at? Y'all ain't on St. Louis in the front of the line protesting with everybody else that's buying your record and your appraisal? Listen, man. Get me on it, man. Listen, I have an Achilles injury and I'm on crutches. I'm at City Hall talking about get your hands up, don't shoot.
You doing your thing on
180, man.
It's real in the field. But the black man is about to be extinct if we ain't careful, man. We killing each other off and then they're letting the police kill us.
We can't reproduce out here, man. It's the shit.
It's bad in the city.
Come on, man. We going to kill off our next LeBron. Kid, listen, Jameis Winston stole lobsters. He just stole cigarillos. Jameson didn't get shot up.
Oh, remember where he was. He was. He wasn't even. He was barely off.
He was
the
worse.
Lifting.
He was worse. He
yeah,
was in
so,
Florida.
They know
he,
who
he
is.
He was
though.
Worse.
Hey, you, he got that
truth,
glow. You, he got that glow, man. When he walked in the store, they knew he was gonna steal it. They knew. Well, I ain't gonna say they knew he was gonna steal it, but they knew that he wasn't gonna pay for it. Hey, they were like, oh, that's a Heisman Trophy winner. He did it 3 days ago. We didn't say nothing.
See what I mean? See what I mean? We give the athlete the pass. Let us get pulled over in a car with some marijuana. We going to jail. We losing our job. He got suspended for one game. But you can't go stand on the front line and you're only down the road in Kansas City, man. Come on, Ro. These athletes getting off and they can't go make a stand. They letting these athletes get off and they can't go make a stand. You do domestic violence. You ain't going to no counselor. You going to jail. Ask Greg Holden. Ask G.O. 200 straight to jail. Go, go straight
Ray
to jail.
Right.
That's what that stands for. Okay. It's the streets, man. We going to jail. You guys get by for free. Hey, man, listen, man. Don't get me started, man. This is what we do, man. Sports on another level. Hip-hop on another level. Call the show, 347-855-8896. If you want to go back and listen to the show, listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Search box, the streets is talking. Man, peace out to my people over in Australia. They tell me keep going hard, man. They follow me on Twitter, yeah. Man. They make us a cold beast. They going to put something together for us, bro. It's going down.
That's how we do. That's what we do.
It's amazing, my friend. It's amazing how this internet is, man. You can connect with people all over the world in their street. You feel me? We known over in Australia, Boogie and T-Ro, super producer. WWDO. We ain't, man, listen, we ain't artificial, we official, man. I got to use that from The Purge, man. You know what I mean? The Purge, I feel you, baby. You know? I feel you, man. And listen to this. I tell you two things. Two things we better start understanding, and two things we better do, man. We got to understand that they're watching. We got to. And now we about to start policing the police. That's what we better do. You feel me, Rob?
Police the police. Watch what they doing. Every time they show up, get the cameras out. Start filming.
Man, you better, man. You better, because it's ugly. It's ugly. Let me ask you this, Ro. Is that law going to be passed? And Obama, listen, speaking about what C said, you know what's crazy? No disrespect to the late Robin Williams, but Obama sent a tweet out on that before he sent it out, a message about Mike Brown, man. Ain't that crazy? What you feel about that, Ro?
Yeah.
I'm saying he said something, but he commented on that before he commented on the Mike Brown situation, man. That's what, you know.
I mean,
I'm just.
I don't want to say that there's not a comparison, there is, you know, a comparison to the situation of what's going on, but. You know, Robin Williams was an icon to some of those people who really, you know, paid attention to that dude. But you know, Obama be slick, man. He be watching what he be saying, but he get to the situation. So I would say that he's gonna be able to make more noise by, you know, making that law accessible from here on out. You know, more than, you know, that little tweet. It's going to be more recognizable than just that little tweet that he did for Robin Williams. So, you know, it's kind of tough to say, but I feel where you're coming from, L. Boogie. I don't want you to think that I'm just like, you on Robin Williams' side, you know, but, yeah. That's a tough one. Good old Obama. We got something else to hate him for.
Exactly, man. Ain't that crazy? It's ugly, man.
Can't be hating on Obama, man. That's my dude.
No, I'm just saying what the public says. You know what I mean?
Why?
I'm just saying what the public says, man. It's ugly, but it is what it is, man. And Robin Williams was going through a personal situation, and his widow wife said he had was coming down with Parkinson's disease, and he was only 63 years old. Man, what you think about what his wife said in the statement? And you know, when she you know, everything went down.
It's sad, man, to have to witness that. Just. It's a sad situation, man. If you follow the Bible and, you know, you have faith and belief in, you know, no matter what you believe in, one of those rules are, you know, don't take your own life, man. And when you do something like what he did, whether it's a mental state, whether it's a, you know, a whatever situation is going on, you don't go out like that, L. Boogie. So I don't agree with the way Robin Williams took his life, and you know the researchers and you know the media is gonna try to do the best that they can to try to make it seem like that it's not as bad as what it is. But we know the truth. I mean, you know, if you follow the Bible, you know how it goes down. So I don't accept how he took his life, but it is what it is. It's a sad situation, man.
Man, it's a terrible situation, man. And yeah, they better understand what's happening now, man. The Fed's watching, and we the Fed. The tables is turned. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we're in the studio over here, man, on Huff Avenue, man. Peace out. Peace up to Huff Heights, man. Green Eye Better stay with the deal, man. When we come back, man, we got the host from the sports officials, man. Verge, if you want to get in, let me know, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's T-Row and L Boogie, man. And you in the streets. Let's go. WWDO.
In the strip club, going high, make you and George wash their head, but OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up, ballin' so hard, I deserve an N1, making soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't it, obviously, you a bitch, you a hoe, that's just my philosophy, and I'm known to kick it like the captain.
Asylum, man. We back with your boy T-Row and L Boogie. That was Ferguson down there, man.
Fans watching.
Oh, yeah. And the streets is talking, too.
Oh. Man, Green Eye Bandit going crazy over in the studio. Hey, Paige, I see you, baby. Ain't no stopping now. I feel you.
Yeah.
Hands up, don't shoot. Mike Bond edition of the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show. We've been talking a little bit of, you know, Johnny Money. You know what I mean? We've been talking preseason, fights in training camp. Is that necessary? Is it good for the team or not? We've been talking USA basketball. Boogie Cousins went down a little bit. MRI shows no severe, you know, damage to his knee. He said he's going to be fine in a tweet. You know, just talking about athletes and entertainers stepping up and letting their voice be heard, giving a platform about the Mike Brown situation. Let me know, man. let us know. Well, Ro, let me ask you one question, Ro, before we get to the asylum and get T-Nick in here. Did they have any protests in Phoenix, Arizona?
What did you just say? I know you just didn't ask me what you just meant, man. Hold on. Let me take a step back and collect myself. Hell, buddy. You got the border on one side. You got Sheriff Joe on one side. And then you got Senator John McCain completing that circle, or shall I say that triangle. And you want to ask me, is there any prejudice in Arizona? We still trying to figure out if we going to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday or not around this month. You just can't get the day off. You got to ask for that day off, but you better ask for 3 months in advance to make sure you got PTO. You're right, Steve. You know what I mean? Because you ain't getting that day off, but you going to work out here in Arizona. And you going to ask me, is there prejudice in Arizona? It might be a whole bunch of black men married to white women around here, but man, look here. That's about the only thing we get a pass on, brother.
Man, that's the only thing we get a pass on, man. But, man, let's get the host with the most from the sports officials, man. They air every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, man. 1 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sorry. I take that back. 12 p.m. Eastern time. 2-2. Nilly Neal. T-Nick. And the Purge, man. OG Sports Keeper, man. And, A.K.A., I'm going to let him introduce himself, Uncle Saucy.
A.K.A., it's the re-up segment with Uncle Saucy. Time to re-up. That's all I'm saying. Time to re-up! Re-up, man. Just, hey, let me tell you this, man. You guys are a little somber, man. Don't be somber, you know, when it comes to, you know, our brothers being killed, man, because... Man, we've been killing each other forever. You know, Crips, Bloods, GDs, whatever you want to call it, man. We've been killing each other for the longest, man. So if we can kill each other and it's just whatever, you know, why do you think they kill? They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They don't care, man. You know, I just want to tell you this, man. I just want to swing it to the left one time, you know, besides sports. I am a big hip-hop fan, okay? And I've been like that since day one. Being from Cleveland, Ohio, you know, we've always heard East Coast rap, for those who don't know. You know, so anything that came from the Message, anything that came from New York or whatever, you know what I'm saying, that's what we ran to until West Coast hit. You know, once Dope Man hit and you can, Boogie, you can say this, right? Once you heard the Dope Man single, once you heard that, you lost your mind, didn't you? You lost your mind, right? Did you lose your mind?
No question, absolutely.
You lost your mind because if it wasn't you, it was somebody who you knew. You know what I'm saying? When it came to Dope Man, N.W.A. So I'm going to tell you this. You know, my top two, you know, 1A, 1B, no particular order, has always been KRS and Ice Cube. No particular order. You know, Ice Cube told y'all, man. He told all of us. You know, this is before you youngsters, you know, with the tight pants, you know, with your talking about your dope that you slanging, that you ain't been slanging, you know, your 17.5 kilos that you claim you're buying but you never been buying, you know, that you're talking about with your hoes you're getting, you ain't never been getting because you're gay, you know, all the other good stuff, you know, but if you go back, I'm just going to tell you, everybody who's listening right now, whether you new school, old school, and in between, go back and listen to Ice Cube Death Certificate. He told y'all. He told you about all this right here. You know, I'm going to give you on Us. There's a song on there called Us. You know what I'm saying? He said on a song called Us, quote, unquote, sometimes I believe the hype man, we mess it up for ourselves and blame the white man. But don't point the finger, you jigaboo. Take a look at yourself, you dumb nigga, you. Take a look at yourself, man. So if you can go out and kill each other, but then you want to turn around and you want to march because this cop didn't kill one of us, something wrong with our neighborhood, man. I'm just going to tell you, something wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, he was right in doing what he was doing because he was dead wrong. But damn, we are so ignorant and we are so numb to the fact that somebody got killed at the corner store or somebody got jacked at the liquor store or somebody got on the corner that we're just like he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. But there was a cop down there who killed one of our brothers. Or there was a white dude or a white girl who shot one of our sisters. Now they want to march. I mean, why can't we march for everything else? Why can't we march for the sister or the brother who left their kids in the car? Or who beat their kid to sleep and they dead now? Why can't we march today? That's all I'm asking. It's between me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
That's my problem. Our problem is we okay to accept us killing us. But when they kill us, now they want to march. That's my problem, man. We putting up with it. You know what I'm saying? We putting up with the nonsense. Don't put up with none of it. Don't put up with your neighbor down the street killing somebody. You know what I'm saying? You just go, man, that nigga was crazy. Excuse my language. Don't put up with that. March on his ass, too. Yeah. Just like you're going to march on the white man who killed the cop and putting our hands up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man, because I got to go back to the same album on Ice Cube because he said the same thing on Us, the same song, Us. Us will always sing the blues because all we care about is hairstyles and tennis shoes. And if you step on mine, you push the button because I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You want to step on my new Jordans and them Jordans 3 come out tomorrow, black and blue? I'm going to get mine. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to go out there and get them. Because I wore those. But if you stepped on mine, let it all down the line, I got to beat your ass. But I ain't about to go to the cops on that. I ain't about to march down the street. Boogie, I seen your Instagram picture with your Harachis on, and I ain't going to tell nobody because if they go back and look, you had the cross-color shirt on to go with it, tucked in with the cross-color hat cocked to the side. I know what it's about. Because I'm the same era, man. 94, 95 era. We the same era. You know what I'm saying? We the same era. The Mahirachi is coming out right now. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is we quick to march when the white folks kill us, when the white folks beat us down, when the white folks do something to us. But we don't give a damn when our own color kill us or our own color beat us down or our own color break into our house and kill 5 people and take our TV. And we just go, damn, that nigga was messed up. Well, damn, this, that, and the other. That's all I'm saying, man. Don't just stand up right now when the white folks do it to us. Stand up when it's done to us, period. Because if we do it to each other and it's okay and we ain't marching, what you think the white people think about it? What you think the Indians think about it? What you think the Hispanics think about it? What you think the Asians think about it? If we don't care, they don't care. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? That is all I'm saying, man. I know it ain't got nothing with sports, but that's all I'm saying. You know why I'm saying it? Because it's WWDO. That's what we do. That's
all,
my brothers. Yes, sir.
I got one question. I agree with you. I see your point of view of where you're coming from. I'm just trying to figure out, who in the hell is the leader of the clique that say we're going to loot today? Because it's been 4 days in a row that these people have looted that town, man. And I'm trying to figure out who is the guy that say, all right, we about to set it off. Let's make a jump right now. And then
it's
just go down.
One.
I'm trying to figure out who. Yeah.
Ro, you know that, man. It's always one. It's always one when you're going out, you're kicking it, you're having a good time, and somebody's drunk and they mess it up. It's always one. It's always one when you out doing something and somebody say, I hate to revert back to Cube, but he said it on the Predator, let's tear this
him heifer up. So what the, you know what I'm saying? Let's tear it up. You heard the song. If ain't nobody heard the song, you better just go listen to it. Let's tear it up. That was before the riot. So they said it. But here's my thing, man, and I was talking to Lily Neal because we had this discussion last Sunday. I had the same discussion with my wife. Why in the hell we got to tear up where we live at? Why tear it up? We got to live there. So we're going to tear up where we live at. We're going to burn it down. So when we walk down the street or drive down the street, it's burning buildings everywhere. Take your ass downtown. Take your ass to the suburbs. Go burn that up, nigga. Excuse my language. Ninja, if you so tough and you care so much, go downtown and burn it up downtown. That's what everybody does.
You know why they burn it up, T-Nick?
Because them damn tanks and them po-po's going to beat your ass down there. That's why.
They burn it up because when they was a youngin', they didn't have a drink.
They didn't have a drink. So all I'm saying is, don't burn up, don't loot, don't tear up where we live at, man. Because at the end of the day, after you tear it up and burn it up, when you go home, you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, and your mama said, we ain't got no milk. TJ, go to the store, here go $3 and get us a gallon of milk. Man, where you about to go? You didn't burn the damn store up. Everybody done tore up the goddamn stores. They ain't nowhere to go. So where you going to go? You can't go nowhere. So if you're going to really do something, if you want to prove something, go downtown, man. Go to your state capitol. Go burn that up. Go set that on fire. Go bust those windows out. Go down there and do that if you really want to stand for something. But no, you want to go to Howdy's Furniture. You want to go to the Foot Locker. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to the Foot Locker and grab yourself three pairs of shoes. And this is for Omar Johnson. We standing up. Free Rodney King. Man, come on, cuz. Stay in with us,
hey,
about, man.
If, look.
Yes,
see,
sir.
These people don't know how to get Obama's attention. If you want to really meet that dude named Obama, do something to the city, do something to the Capitol, and see what happens. See how quick he be. You meet Obama real quick. He gonna show up to your town, and y'all gonna be messed up. So
Zero. Do like them Pakistanians and them Israelians, and throw a Molotov cocktail at the state capitol and see how they get their damn attention. I bet you get their attention in. I guarantee you will then. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not saying go out there and do that. I'm not promoting no violence. And what we do radio, this is what we do. That ain't what we do, but if we're going to do it, that's what we're going to do. Because we ain't going to burn up our whole neighborhood. We're not going to do that. But I'm just saying, if you want attention, and if you are starving for attention, go downtown to the state capitol. Go down to the suburbs if you want to do something. Don't do where you live at. Don't do that because guess what? First of all, they don't give a damn that you died. And second of all, they don't give a damn what you live at. So guess what? You should have luck two times
over. Let me ask you this, T-Nick. Speaking of attention, out in Arizona, in Tempe, Arizona, one of the reserve tackles for Arizona, he's the first active Division I FBS ball player to reveal that he's gay. What you feel about that?
Don't matter. It don't matter. You know
I'm
why?
Sick of it.
Because I mean, you know, I'll tell you why? Because first of all, Arizona was the last place to recognize Martin Luther King's birthday. First of all, that was the last state in America out of the 50 states to recognize Martin Luther King's birthday as a holiday. So you tell me what they're going to, what they're going to recognize first. A ninja birthday or a gay person's rights. You tell me. Because they're killing dudes at the border. We know that. We know that. Coming to the border, they're bucking you down. hey, if you can hear us, if you can hear the streets of talking in Mexico, you know, hablo English, if you can hear this, they're bucking you down at the border, you better stay away. That's all I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real with you, 100%. I'm just being real with you, and I ain't got no problem with it. I'm going to be honest with you. I got no problem with it, man. None whatsoever. If you're coming in illegally, I'm going to buck you down, man. Because, first of all, we ain't got no rights. So why should we give you rights? Because you're taking all of our jobs. It's being real today. Hey, it's being Uncle Saucy. It's being real today. That's all I'm telling.
Let me ask you this. You from Cleveland, Ohio. You know, it's a quarterback carousel going on, or a quarterback competition. And, you know, Coach Pat, you know what I'm saying, Patton came out and said some things. It didn't fare well with me, but, you know, what do you think about that? Is it taking some pressure on Hoyer on Monday night?
First of all, when they took the Browns away from me, I became a go, Pat, go. You hear my son in the background. I became a Packer fan. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you this right now. Denver Browns, if you're smart, Coach Patton, I'm with you. I'm behind you. I think you can make it happen. I love the drag class that they bought in. Brian Hoyer is your dude. Don't succumb to the pressure, man. Don't succumb to it. Don't do it. Brian Hoyer is your dude. When he's horrible, then you bring in Johnny Money. I love Johnny Money. I watched him the other night. You know, they did intermediate routes. You know why he didn't go deep? Because he don't know the playbook. You know why he ain't on the playbook? Because he's been out kicking it with Drake. He's been out kicking it with, I'm sorry, the boxer's name. What's the boxer's name he's kicking it with? Floyd Mayweather. He'll be kicking out with the, what's the other little white dude in the singing the song? Justin Bieber. He'll be kicking out with Justin Bieber. Okay, so now he know. Study your playbook, Ninja. Study your playbook, okay? You know what I'm saying? Study your playbook, man. Everything's going to be good. You know, he scrambled great. The scrambles he made, he should have been 9 for 11. You know what I'm saying? They dropped 2 passes on him. It should have been 9 for 11. When he played with the ones against Washington, I think he's going to be great. You heard it here first. I'm going to tell you. He's going to hook up with Josh Gordon on a big play, man, because that's what he do. He improvised. So I'm a big money fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm money all the way. But don't start him now. To me, money, it shouldn't be started until week 12, 13, when we out the race. If we still in the race then, keep his ass on the bench. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's all I'm saying, man. Let him learn. Don't give it to him. He's a rich kid from Texas. He got money. He'll be getting his way his whole life. Let him learn. You need to learn. KRS-One.
And then what? You ain't selling no popcorn and hot dogs if Johnny ain't playing.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I've been selling hot dogs before Johnny Money. You know what I'm saying? The Kendall Brown's been selling out before Johnny Money. Johnny Money ain't doing nothing special.
Hey,
30,
hey.
That quarterback with a bad Achilles and that still sell out.
13,000 people in the stands. You need 13,000 people in the stands in a 90,000 seat arena is not too good of odds. I mean, you gonna sell something.
I know you from Jerry's World, and I can tell you this. That the Cleveland Browns and not have a blackout since I don't know when. You know what a blackout means? That means we don't sell enough home tickets, so you can't come on TV in the home state. That's what I'm telling you right now. So all I can tell you is Johnny Money ain't did nothing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't did nothing right now. Yes, we love him. Yes, we want to see him. Yes, he's our quarterback of the future. But as of right now, this ain't Dallas, T-Ro. We don't give a damn about Jerry's World. And we don't give a damn about Tony Romo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it the right way.
You said week 12. Week 12? Brian Hoyer ain't going to last. Week 12.
You know why I said week 12? Because by week 12, we didn't give Hoyer his shot. And that means we ain't shit. So we'll get a high draft pick. At the same time, listen to me. Listen to me right here. Don't forget. We get Buffalo's draft pick, too, this year, because they ain't going to be shit either. So we'll get their high draft pick as well. That's all I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you this right now. Your boy, just like you did on draft day, you was pissed off that he didn't draft him. Jerry Jones going to be pissed off he didn't draft him. Because after this year, Tony Romo is done. And who are you going to look to then? Who are you going to look to then? Who?
You know what he do? He go to the internet and he go to YouTube
and
find the next quarterback.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. I talked to a true Cowboys fan and he told me today,
He said, T Nick, you know what? We ain't going to be sugar, honey, iced tea. Take those first letters out of each word. Sugar, honey, iced tea. We ain't going to be that until Jerry Jones stop being our general manager because he don't know what the hell he doing. Can you agree to that, T-Ro? Can you agree to that? Or do you believe in Jerry Jones?
It's going to take till Jerry Jones. Listen. It's going to take until Jerry Jones die before anything happens in Jerry's world. He ain't even if he the owner and not the general manager, still ain't going to work. Because he's going to drive the general manager crazy. General manager going to be a yes man. Nobody won't be a yes man for Jerry.
Hey, I respect that to the fullest. Because you a cowboy man, and you know, okay? I respect that.
Hey.
I respect the streets.
Hey, hey Boogie.
Boogie, I want
I'm
you
listening.
To get better, my brother. I want you to exercise. I want you on rehab. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on WWDO. We're going to have that meeting. We're going to put it together because we got some things that we're going to change. Some things going to change in the sports officials. Some things going to change in the streets. But at the same time, man, it's what we do. We all together. And as always, before I go out, I got to have my youngster. He got to say what it is. Say it to him, brother.
The streets.
It's the streets, brother.
The streets.
And if you no ain't listening.
All 80.
It's like E.F. Hutt. If you ain't listening, man, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't listening, that's your motherfucking problem. I'll let y'all know.
There it is. Uncle Saucy, man, in the studio. Ooh-wee. Yo, well, we got about 2 minutes left, man. I'ma just, you know what I mean? Well, it's that time, Freestyle Friday. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, call in. I ain't know if Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III want to do something. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's chilling this evening. He's chilling. Go on, do your thing.
Oh, man, no doubt. Put your hands up, don't shoot. Man, I think he got his gun down in the Tim boot. T-Nick said, man, they don't give a hoot. Unless it was us, man, I don't know, don't shoot. See how I flipped it back around, I need to see Jay-Z. It don't matter because they ain't about varsity. I see Drake, I see Rich Paul, I see everybody on the block. I don't understand when this violence going to stop. Yeah, it's black-on-black crime, but maybe this will open up some eyes. Is you trying to be right or is you trying to be lied? I don't know what they doing, man, but they better stop with the crime. We're going to be in genocide. I don't know what they're going to do with mine. Am I going to be around to see what they do in the streets? FBI looking and the information leaked. We got to get strong because right now we weak. We doing it for the money, man. Ain't even going to speak. Oh, man, they better get back to what the elements came for. I got this platform. I'm about to thug my way through the door. It's me and T-Ro. You know we in the streets, in the books. I'm done right now. Rest in peace, man. I don't know what they're going to think about us.
There you have it. Ooh-wee. Well, you feeling some type of way this evening?
You already know, man. Peace. Shout out to Huff Heights, man. You know what I mean? My man, Goo, man, he passed away in 89, man. It was his birthday over the weekend, man. Shout out to my mans and Magic Johnson just had a birthday, you know what I'm saying, the other day. My cousin V had a birthday. Shout out to my cousin Rooster, his birthday Sunday, man. So I want to give a shout out to him. Everybody doing they want to, you know what I mean? So, man, any shout outs before we get out of here, Ro?
Man, to the fam. To everybody repping us online, you know what I mean, keeping us hot. Everybody checking us out in the studio, man. Got a studio full, man. You know how we get down, man. And we'll check everybody. Hey, new caller, dang. What's the deal, man? Check us out, man. We be doing our thing, man. Hopefully we'll hear from you on Monday. And if not Monday, it's many more Mondays and Fridays. You know how we get down. Yeah, always like our pictures. Shout out to the fam. Hell, Boogie, time to get up out of here, man. You ready to ride out?
No doubt, man, no doubt. And you know always in the streets, man, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. It's the streets, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Go back and listen to yourself, man. You know, everybody who tuning in, you know what I mean? BlogTalkRadio.com. The streets is talking. Man, can't wait till Monday, man. Let's do it, bro.
North Park, Texas. Stand up. Eat them all red.
Three kids, one life to live, it's so hard. Mama, I'm still stuck in the world of the war zone. My homies are dead, mate, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are gone. I'm like a fiend and finally seeing all the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but people.